Wired Jesus Podcast, October 30th, 2006. Creative Commons licensed.
Transmitters? We don't need no stinking transmitters.
Wired Jesus Podcast.
I walk a lonely road, the only one that I have ever known. Don't know where it goes, but it's only me and I walk alone.
Wired wanderings of a postmodern pilgrim.
And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee.
Well, I don't like your God. Your God scares me.
My boy, we're pilgrims in an unholy land.
Hello, and welcome to the Wired Jesus Podcast, the wired wanderings of a postmodern pilgrim. I'm your host and fellow traveler, Tom Lieberg, and glad you've come along for our journey together. Yes, it's been too long, and I confess that despite my best intentions, what can I say, best laid plans of mice and men. So, no excuse. Life happened, and the distractions from my obligations at church and family and other things just ended up putting this behind. So, positively, I'm happy to say those things have been dealt with, put behind, and ready to move ahead, both with regular postings and more regular podcasts. But here we go. What's been cool with the move to Chicago is that even being out in the burbs like this, I'm not more than a few miles from being out in the country just west of here, and which is neat because fall has always been my favorite season. Growing up in Florida, all we ever had was green and brown. But having lived up north here since 82, you know, I've fallen in love with the changing leaves and the cool nights. Just my favorite time. But it also is a trigger of sorts for me that with the darker days come somewhat darker thoughts. Not exactly morbid, but perhaps a little more contemplative. A little more creative than perhaps the rest of the year, but with an edge. And that makes it kind of a hard time to use that creativity fully in both as a pastor and in my other endeavors, because it is also just one of the busiest times of the year when you're leading a church. I've been working with some of the boomers in our congregation lately on a study of what we Lutheran type of Christians are all about. And last week, someone asked the question as to why postmoderns don't seem to be coming to church anymore. They're reading that in the paper, they're hearing it from me, and wanted to know what the deal was. And I went down the road I normally do, since I go out and help other congregations to try and get a handle on our emerging culture. And the reasons are many, but I went down the list of the most obvious that I usually share with folks who are trying to figure this out who've never really had to deal with it before. You know, half the people born since 1964, like myself, were raised in either a single-parent home or in families that divorced. Half of us were never raised in any type of spiritual tradition of any kind, Christian or otherwise. As children of boomers, we saw our parents try and, you know, find themselves, and we found ourselves getting lost in their destructive hunt for self-fulfillment. We were also the first generation of the latchkey kids, the generation that sees the premise of the show Friends as to what a real family looks like that you can count on, and that doesn't include your blood relations. We're a generation that's looking to make connections with real people. We want authentic relationships. And we want to be part of a history that's deeper than a boomer, you know, find your way type of attitude. Now, as these folks in my discussion group work to try and make sense of all this, I put it in a local context for them. We live next door to Wheaton College, the alma mater of Billy Graham, and I've spoken about that before a couple podcasts back. And coming out of that tradition, the effective way that Christian evangelists were taught to reach other boomers from the 1970s into the early 1990s was a classic formula that some churches still try and use today. And it's all based on the question, if you were to die tonight, do you know where you would spend eternity? Boomers responded to that. They had that underlying desire for some certainty, some rules that made logical sense. And being raised in religion as a generation, even though they walked away from it later, the concern for eternal things made sense to them. It had been drilled into their heads as children, even if they didn't really buy into it anymore, it still resonated. Ask postmoderns like us that same question, and odds are we'll just stare at you, or if we're a little more bold, you know, tell you that's just a really stupid question. We just don't care about that. It's like one of my confirmation students wrote on his faith statement. We had what we call our confirmation Sunday this past week, 40 kids. And I had them all write a faith statement. You know, where are they at right now in their relationship with God? And the one kid wrote, nothing matters if God is real. Nothing matters if God does not exist. That's absolutely horrifying to hear if you're a boomer or a builder generation. But it's an absolute honest confession of what I would call postmodern faith. If God is real, heaven will take care of itself. If God isn't real, I'm not going to know the difference. What we're more concerned about is if God is real, does he, you know, give a crap about me? I mean, why should he, God of the universe? Or God is a she, for that matter. But in the world that postmoderns live in, there's no stability in family, country, or job that you can count on in a sense of permanence. There just isn't a whole lot to hang on to. And it would be nice to see life in a better big picture than the fragments we see now. That's where My Chemical Romance comes in. On their website, they have a few videos you can stream, and I had forgotten about the one, I'm Not Okay, which begins with this great line. You like D&D, Audrey Hepburn, Fangoria, Harry Houdini, and croquet. You can't swim, you can't dance, and you don't know karate. Face it, you're never going to make it. Sat there thinking, wow, that was me. But then the whole video flashes text in between while they're singing, and it screams from the lyrics that none of us are okay. We're all screwed up. And it's not about self-esteem issues or not knowing ourselves. The whole thing is about that we do know we aren't okay. And that's the way it is. But you really need to listen to me, because I'm telling you the truth, and I mean this ever so much that I am. Love that song. The Black Parade is equally awesome. But you listen to I'm Not Okay, and it's completely different from an old high school favorite of mine, I'm Okay by Styx. I admit it, I have been a sucker for 70s prog rock for as long as I can remember, and the over-the-top kind of stadium rock that Styx exemplifies. And so there it is. Styx, a guilty pleasure. But if you think about it, Styx, they're boomers. We may have grown up listening to them as Gen Xers, but they're boomers. And so listen to how the message in I'm Okay is just the opposite, so utterly boomer by comparison. They say, do your best. Okay, I admit it. I still like the song. It brings back memories of high school. Senior prom, theme was Paradise Theater by Styx. But what can I say? You look at these two songs, and what you have are different tunes for different times, for different generations. So what that means is it's become a different world for us as Christians. I'm Okay by Styx is no longer the world we live in. So we need to talk and think differently if we want to connect with postmoderns, with any kind of faith that's going to be meaningful. In a sense, we really need to learn to become missionaries again that observe and submerge ourselves in the cultures we want to communicate with. There's a great true story about a British missionary back in the 1700s who was sent to China and went there under the assumption that a proper Christian had to behave like a proper Englishman. Much to his surprise, the people of China were not really interested in being proper Englishmen or saw how that was connected with Jesus. So, after not making a single convert for several years, he came up with a radical idea. He burned all of his goods from England, clothes, furniture, house, and then he began to live like the Chinese. He moved into a Chinese-style home, he ate Chinese food, he spoke only Chinese, and he talked about Jesus in terms of Chinese spirituality. And guess what? He didn't have to convert anyone. The congregation grew naturally into the largest Christian congregation in China. Now, the rest of the story? He got thrown out of the Anglican Church for not behaving like a proper Christian pastor. I think that's kind of the same thing of what's happening today and getting some of us Christian leaders in trouble. We tend to go outside the proper boundaries and start behaving what is considered improperly for Christians. Thing is, postmoderns listen, proper Christians stay away, complain, or criticize. But in this new world where people no longer buy into the idea of I'm okay, you're okay, but instead know the world is screwed up, there is this radical idea of grace that is in the heart of the Christian tradition that's entirely different. People in the congregation I serve here in Chicago are still surprised by this thought. This thought put the way a pastor named Tony Campolo says. He says, God accepts you just the way you are, but God's not content to leave you that way. And this isn't the cheap, you know, I'm a good person, have nothing to feel bad about because God loves me type of stuff. Instead, it's take seriously. I'm not okay. But there is a God who really cares about living among broken people and giving them hope right now. Heaven and hell business, not on the radar. This world where that's busted up, that's where God lives. The sad part is most postmoderns like us haven't seen that yet in most of our local congregations. And I dare say most Christians haven't figured out how to experience this radical grace themselves. So sometimes we have to go outside the church and hit the road to find a real answer to the knowledge that I'm not okay. In the next podcast, I'm going to talk about an article from the Chicago Reader from back in August called His God Doesn't Hate Fags, finally an example of something other than the popular gay-bashing Christian stereotype I tend to see in the media. Andrew Marin, the focus of the story, is a strange paradox that we as postmoderns tend to enjoy and embody. In his case, he's an evangelical Christian fundamentalist who has built seemingly impossible bridges with the gay and lesbian community here in Chicago. How in the world does that happen? He begins with the baseline truth of My Chemical Romance. I'm not okay. And that's where the spiritual journey starts, and that's where his conversations begin. So that's it for this Wired Jesus podcast. Check out the links to My Chemical Romance to see their videos. And I'll even throw in a link there for the Styx site for those who are still retro at heart. I've also included a link to a webpage that had the lyrics to I'm Not Okay, Faith Through Chaos at DeviantArt. It's a very cool hosting site for postmodern artists. Faith Through Chaos is a poet. Very dark, very much in the same tradition and style of My Chemical Romance. So check it out. It really is the postmodern perspective of the world we live in, and it's very good stuff. So until next time, thanks for listening to Wired Jesus, and see you out there on the road.
What if God was one of us? Just a slot like one of us. Blue, 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 blue. Yeah, blah, blee, blee, blee. Well done. Very good.
Dr. Evil, that was fantastic.
Thank you, number two.
I wrote that.
Yeah.